about a year and a half ago, Johnny and Kate Pozzo visited Romania, and that was with our charity, New Generation International, to look at our projects there. And following that visit, your church, you, kindly donated towards our youth and community centre for people in that area where we work in Câmpina Prahova, Romania. So it's kind of linked to that, but I'm not going to tell you more about that. I think you've seen the film about that, and probably people have talked to you about that. So in 10 days' time, my good friends, Marcel and Nathaniel Lazarescu, myself and my godson, Philippe Cepturanu, will be going to Romania, and we're going to help to run a youth camp, Christian youth camp, for children and youth from Romania. And this is led by our charity, New Generation International, of which I'm a founder member with Iulian Cepturanu, Philip's father, who I think many of you have met. He will be running it, I'll be co-leading it with him. So we'll be running that camp. And at our camps, it's evangelistic. We are teaching the children about our Lord Jesus Christ and how they can have a personal relationship with him and have their lives changed. It's completely Christ-orientated camp. And since 2002, well over 1,000 young people have come to know Jesus through our camps, and those who already knew him have been strengthened in their faith by the teaching at our camps. Of course, we have loads of fun at camp as well, lots of activities. It's in a beautiful mountain location, so there's mountain hikes and sports and crafts and all the things you'd expect. So we're going to have people between 8 years and, of the young people, 8 to 20. So 8 years to 20 years, and then all sorts of people helping as well, Romanians as well as ourselves. So a strong team there. So I have made notes in case I forget something. So the young people that we want to take with us live in the area that Kate and Johnny visited. And they do live in poverty, I have to say that. Very disadvantaged backgrounds. They would not be able to afford to send their children to that sort of camp. Although it's only £40 per child, that is way too much. They can barely buy the food and clothes that they need for their children. So we are raising, we have raised funds for that, and God has truly blessed us and with funding for that. But today, we've made you a lovely selection of cakes and biscuits, which will be, they're in the foyer over there. They're covered up at the moment, so we're not tempted too early. And we'll be offering them to you. And if you feel able and you'd like to make a donation for a child who to go on one of our Christian camps, well, this Christian camp, actually, not one of them, this one, in 10 days' time, that would be wonderful. If you haven't come with any cash, that's okay. We've got other ways to give as well. So thank you so much for inviting us and letting us do that. It's a real privilege to be here. I love being here with you, and God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you. So we look forward to that this afternoon and sharing with you over a cup of tea. Good. It is time for our children and young people to go out right now. So can I just have you to the step, please, and we can just maybe have a pray for you. And I'd quite like to come down.